From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A warning, this next story is about swearing. There are some words you just can't say on the radio or on broadcast TV. But cable television? That's different. It's not subject to the same oversight from the Federal Communications Commission. So cable executives and their show writers make up their own rules about what characters can say and what they think will offend viewers. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on the two worst swear words by FCC standards and the fuzzy line that separates them on basic cable.
Since this is the radio, we can't actually say the two worst swear words on the playground. So here's how we're going to handle it. The worst one, the very worst swear word is and the second most terrible word is got that? Worst swear word is and the second worst swear word is now, basic cable dramas treat and very differently. So you might yell out if you were being attacked by a zombie. Yeah. But no one on The Walking Dead ever yells out, no matter how dire the situation. They do, however, say the word. It's the same with other basic cable shows like Justified and Sons of Anarchy, a biker gang drama heavy on tattoos and violence.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just looking for your dad. I'm a friend of his.
Let me see the ink.
I got all kinds of ink.
Sons of Anarchy's sixth season starts tonight on the cable channel FX. The show's creator, Kurt Sutter, says he and his writers can use the word but not the word.
It's so arbitrary, hon. It's just basically people in suits making up the rules.
These suits will not let Sutter say retard. He also can't use his favorite swear word, the really, really bad one for female anatomy.
But we can use the word gash, which I think is far worse.
Using words like and is not about trying to sound cool, Sutter says. It's about conveying rhythms, cultures, intense emotions. You can't hear actors' voices when you bleep them, so he swaps in other words instead.
Jesus Christ is probably our replacement, ironically, for
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus!
FX carefully counts all those Jesus Christs. Everything remotely like a swear word is tracked on every show by every cable network. NPR's pop culture blogger, Linda Holmes, has written about how rules around language are being tested and redefined on TV. She says you can hear it on the big broadcast networks, too.
There is a little bit of soft profanity creep.
There's a curse word chasm between what you can say on cable and what you can say on broadcast networks, like ABC or CBS. Broadcast shows never allow their characters to say the word let alone the worst word. That said, now they use anatomical language that would have been found way too vulgar just a decade ago. Even on shows for younger audiences, like Glee, you'll hear words like bitch.
If we do a duet together, we will be the undisputed top bitches at this school.
You could argue the rise of profanity across television has to do with the rise of profanity generally, but it also has to do with the rise of quality cable drama. For that, thank HBO. Think of the language in Deadwood or The Wire. Not everyone takes pleasure in extreme language, and many may find it offensive. Still, the broadcast networks like Fox, ABC, NBC, and CBS want to be able to use harder swears. They recently asked the Federal Communications Commission to relax decency guidelines because, they say, nobody cares anymore whether a show's on cable or broadcast. Linda Holmes.
They want to be able to say bull, which is a really hard word to substitute for. Bull is a really hard word to find anything else that feels as good.
Holmes says no other word contains exactly the same meaning as bull, and certainly there's no more effective way to call something out. You can say bull on basic cable, but the word not so much. I was told that AMC actually has a quota with Breaking Bad. It's okay a certain number of times per season, but after that, they tastefully drop it out. You have to listen to notice.
Can you walk? Here. Get the out of here and never come back.
Other cable dramas bleep the word, like Southland on TNT. Others try to have it both ways, like Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, fire on my mark.
No frackin' way, Lee.
But Linda Holmes finds made-up curse words distracting.
If you know that frack is just it feels phony. It takes away from the moment.
Vulgar language ruins TV shows for some people, and most of us agree there should be channels or times of day without obscenities. But to think about dirty words on television is to think about how we use language and how it evolves. All of these amazing cable dramas, and the language they use or not, are a drama of their own, about community standards, artistic choices, and the values we put into words. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.